Hi, welcome back to Fashed again. It is time for Fact Friday, and I am Natalie, the writer and host of this podcast. Today, we just have a very fun, light little historical fact, and this one is coming from a book that I am currently reading, The World is on Fire, But We're Still Buying Shoes by Alec Leach. I'm not super far into it yet, but it's been pretty good, and just a little hint, we will probably get more into this book later, so keep an eye out for that. So let's get to the fact now. Did you know that in ancient Rome, purple dye was made from the extracts of Mediterranean sea snails? I thought this was just such an interesting thing. You know, we don't really think about it, or at least I don't really wear colors and dyes of our clothes come from very often, especially now I feel like so much of it is synthetic. So I thought it was really cool to think about kind of how in even ancient times people were dyeing their clothes all of these like bright, fun colors and finding really natural ways to do it. So yeah, if I don't really know how this works, but somehow you can make purple dye from sea snails. So that's our fact for this week. Have a fantastic weekend. And if you have time, as always, I love to see new reviews or even just star ratings help out so much with growing the podcast. And I should be getting a little more caught up with the Fashed Substack posts. I think I had mentioned this before that I'm kind of wanting to do some exclusive posts on the Substack too, like separate things that you can read just on there. Just to get you guys a little bit more information, have some different ways to see things. So if there's anything that you would like to read about specifically, maybe not hear a whole podcast episode on, but if there's just something that you would like some information on that you could quickly read throughout the week, send me an Instagram DM or even an email. As always, those things are in the show notes, links to everything, and there will also be a link to the book I referenced. So, okay, yeah, have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys next week.